Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Christmas special of Pop Culture Stars. This is Dr. John with my incredible pop culture stars that are with us tonight. We have more and more joining us this evening. It's good to be here. The weather is finally getting a little bit normal and warm here in North Beach. I can live. I'm not going to die anymore. It was so cold. And it's just so great to be with everyone tonight as we close out Christmas season and move forward to a wonderful, wonderful new year at Pop Culture Stars. First of all, good evening to a wonderful, wonderful friend and a pop culture star and someone that I have come to know and respect so much, the one pop culture my spoken. Buddy, how you doing tonight?
Wonderful. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas indeed.
We really appreciate that. We're always glad to have you here. And, you do such great
I'm just kidding. Bah humbug.
Bah humbug,
you damn it. That's,
we can run with
that. Yeah, I'm officially changing my name to Papa Scrooge. I just watched The Christmas Story with Patrick Stewart. What a great film. I mean, he just nails it out of the park. Patrick Stewart, he's an awesome Scrooge.
Yeah, you know.
Again, I could say, I got to say, Scrooge, you too.
Oh, yeah. If you guys hadn't seen that Christmas Story with Patrick Stewart, I mean, he just, his portrayal of Ebenezer Scrooge is amazing. So good.
Oh, man.
Well, Patrick Stewart's a wonderful actor, and he's done great things.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's one of the true superstars in our world today, and we're so glad to have him and the great things that he's done from, you know, Star Trek or whatever. And
But seriously, though, Merry Christmas, everybody. I just had to put the plug in for Ebenezer Scrooge.
You better believe
it. See, now we got to do Christmas movies.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, Papa Scrooge, we are glad to have you here as our very original pop culture stars and all that. Now, Todd, how are you doing tonight? It's always good to have you. You've been such a, not only are you a pop culture star, but you're such a good friend of ours. So how are you doing tonight?
Well, now I'm humbled. Then I'll get to outstanding the supernatural. But, man, I am just, as always, you know, I'm honored to be here. This is, it's always much, much fun. And, you know, what a great group of guys. And I tell you what, honestly, Thanksgiving was rough without you guys. And I think Christmas will be rougher without you all. That was, you know, last year was something else. Just saying.
Oh, it was great. And, well, we're glad to have you, Todd. You're part of the heartbeat of Pop Culture Stars. We can't do it without you. I'm glad you're outstanding Supernatural tonight. And I want to say good evening to our favorite ladies, Pop Culture Stars, Liz Brackett. How are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. I'm as fine as frog hair split three ways, buddy.
Ooh.
Hope you are.
That's great. That's pretty. How can I say it? That's pretty fine. So we're glad to have you. And
ribbit.
By the way,
ribbit.
Liz,
ribbit.
well, Liz, we've got a little bit of a Christmas present, assuming you're up for it, for you. We have a majority vote from the pop culture stars who have been here, who've been ensconced here for a long, long time. And what we would like to do tonight is to give you an invitation to officially be a pop culture star with us. Now, we don't give those lightly. We have not given many away. And everybody's here except our one dude over in Easley, South Carolina, Greg Bowe, who's who's on special assignment. He's always on special assignment. But we wanted to see if you would like to officially become a member, be on the website, and be a pop culture star with us.
Oh, God, I would love it. That's amazing. Thanks, guys.
Fantastic.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We love having you.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man. I'm so tickled right now. Like, the rest of the night could be garbage, but this is great. I like this. This is fantastic.
The stars are aligned, Liz. The stars are aligned.
Awesome. Sweet. Cool. Yeah,
now we're going to treat you like one of us.
I'll get up with you.
I see stars.
We need to have T-shirts made and a really cool handshake, like a club password. Or no?
Yeah, nice. Get your own credit card and everything.
Oh, and it's like, you know, where would we be without all of us? And Dave Atwell will be on soon. He's taking care of Sam's Club to make sure that they'll stay alive and well. But anyway, Liz, we're glad to officially welcome you on board to be a pop culture star because you are. And we know that there are times when your duties as a producer and camera person can preclude you from being here, and we understand that. But whenever you can be with us, we're glad to have you, and we officially welcome our sixth pop culture star. We don't give out many of them, so thanks a lot, and we will proceed on. So anyway, thanks.
This eggnog's for you, Liz. This eggnog's for you.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, we're pleased as punch to have you.
Thank you.
So now comes the big question. What transition with pop culture starts? Well, we will be moving to Wednesday night beginning December 26th. We'll be, Papa Stro is going to handle the 9 p.m. on Thursday deal on VSC Nation. And we will be moving to Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And we will be on SoundCloud, which you can find us on popculturestars.com. And so we're just glad to be with everyone. We've got a lot of great things coming up this next year, and it's going to be wild and crazy but fun. So anyway, tonight, as we wind down the year, we want to talk about, just Christmas stories. Again, Christmas stories are fun, and I think people like them. And I sent somebody a text, and I said, "Change the Christmas story about you," because that's something that we believe is important. I also said it was Christmas stories and holiday stories for those of you that celebrate other different kinds of holidays, and we love all of you as well. So we're going to ask our newest. This is the only initiation rite, Liz, that you'll have.
Okay.
First, what's your best Christmas story? What's the story that really that you love, whether it's fiction, whether it's a movie, or something that happened to you? What is your favorite Christmas story?
Oh, so I was trying to think after last week's show. I was like, wonder what mine is. So I've been doing some deep reflecting, and I've narrowed it down to about two stories that I think are. One's really hilarious, and then the other one's just really sentimental. But I think based on content, the hilarious one's too short, so I'll go with the sentimental one. I was, 5 years old, and all I wanted was a Sega Genesis for Christmas. That's all I wanted. I didn't need anything else, didn't want anything else. I just wanted the Sega. And Christmas morning came, and I opened up all my presents. And the thing was, is I was such a tender-hearted child, and I didn't want my parents to think I was ungrateful for anything. So I was just like, thanks for all my presents. And my mom says, you seem like you're really sad. What's wrong? And I was like, well, I'm really grateful. I just really wish I had had a Sega Genesis this morning. And she looked at me, and she started laughing. And I couldn't understand why my mother would be laughing at a sad child on Christmas morning. And then she pointed to the side of the couch, and I had just walked right past it and didn't see it. She goes, honey, it's right there. And I looked at it, and I mean, it just made my day. It made my whole year.
That's pretty awesome. Well, that's
wonderful. So now that's your long and meaningful story. Well, what's the other story? Tell us.
So one year for Christmas, I decided, this was, I think, 2 years ago, I decided that I wanted to spend the extra money on fancy wrapping paper. And, of course, you shouldn't have to have instructions for wrapping paper when you purchase wrapping paper. It's rip or cut, wrap, and tape. Done, right? Well, this particular wrapping paper that I had came with instructions because you have to use two-sided tape. But I've never read a packet of instructions in my life, so I'm over here taping up this wrapping paper, and it's not sticking because it's covered in, like, bumpy glitter, so, like, it's just not staying shut. I did not realize until 3 days of presents just randomly popping open all the time that there were instructions inside the tube. When I figured it out, I ended up taping it up with two-sided tape. But until then, it was just like you could be walking in the living room, and as you walk by the packages, it would just pop open, and the tape would, or whatever was, you know, I was having it hold down with, would just pop open because it wasn't securing the wrapping paper shut. So everyone got to see their Christmas presents early last, a couple years ago. I call it the phantom paper because it just would not stay taped. It would just not stay shut.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a cool story.
And what kind of language did that lead to?
Some that probably shouldn't be suitable for the show, but definitely foul language.
Oh, darn, Liz. I was so looking forward to that.
Oh, peanut butter fudge.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That's cool.
But, I mean, have you ever been so angry, like, you keep trying to do the same thing on repeat, knowing that it should be easy, and every time you do it, it does not work, and then you get more and more and more frustrated, and you're like, no, tape is supposed to work. I've used tape my whole life. Tape works,
mm-hmm.
and then it doesn't, and then it's just kind of like this, I don't know, your mind is just on a whole other alternate universe. Like, how is this tape not working? Like, what am I doing wrong? And then you start questioning life. That's just, that wrapping paper really messed with my head for a while.
How hard could it possibly be?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. That's great, Liz. It really is. All right. I'm going to pick on Todd. Todd, what's your great Christmas story?
I'm lucky and blessed enough that I have a ton of them. You guys know we in the pre-show we were chatting a wee bit. Things that come to mind are like last year at Darian's and Casey's for Christmas, and we had Dr. John and Pop Stroh there with us. That was something. But I think one of my favorite, and I'll go back to, as I tend to do, my days in the Marine Corps, 1993. In Hawaii, and I had so many young single folks that were working with us that didn't have a place to go, and just scripting little things to give each one of them something small, and be able to put a dinner together, and you know, just give them some place that they could actually come in and celebrate, and maybe the most fun the whole day was one of my guys, we still talk to this day, Frank Springer. He was going to pay his own way, and he wanted to help with the cleanup. Boy, did Yuki take him to school doing this. I am just saying. It just, the old Marine Corps Christmases might be absolutely the best when you're taking care of the troops. Might be the
That's
best.
That's great.
That's pretty awesome,
Absolutely.
Man.
That is totally awesome. All right. Well, now, Papa Stroh, what have you got for us?
Oh, the memories. Well, here's one for you. I was actually myself and a couple of quite a few midget wrestlers were driving back an event one night. And we had this Christmas show, and all the midgets wrestlers were dressed as elves, right? Of course, I was portraying. I had my Santa suit on, so I was in the back seat with some of the other quote unquote elves, and some of the elves in the front. They're all driving, helping each other drive, right? One sitting in each other's lap with their steering wheel, and one just pushing the pedal. And evidently, they were speeding to the point where the policeman pulled us over, right? And right before the policeman came to our car, they all put their thinking caps on and started running out of the car like screaming and just going crazy. And the officer was like, well, the officer hadn't seen me yet, right? I was in the back seat in the Santa suit. He saw these little elves running around just screaming, freaking out, you know, scratching their britches and everything. What's going on? And they proceeded to tell him they had gone over to some fire ants in the car. They were all freaking out and just, you know, and he was trying to calm them down, right? So I come over, you know, I kayfabe the gimmick as Santa over behind the officer. I said, Mr. Officer, what's going on here? Like, I just arrived on the scene, right? Because he ain't seen me. You're in the back seat. And he's like looking at me all dumbfounded because, see, I'm in him a Santa suit and he's on these little elves around scratching their ass, running around all over the place, right? Freaking out. And So I'm working the Santa gimmick, you know. I'm like, you know, so, officer, what do you want for Christmas, right? And he was, I guess he said he wanted like one of those radios for his little boy, his son.
Okay.
And it just so happens I had a bag of toys from the party, right? And I just so happened to have a little, like, transistor radio gimmick right in the bag. So I was like, Merry Christmas, officer. This is for your little boy. Please tell Santa said hello, right? You know, and he's like, he looks at the radio. And says, oh, gee, thanks, Santa, right? And he's all happy. He goes back to the squad car, takes off, and then on the midget wrestlers themselves, they stopped and looked at me, and they started like all falling to the ground laughing. And oh my God, what a night that was!
That's hilarious.
Fire ants in the car. God almighty. now y'all, I got a story that's kind of like the fire ants. This last spring, and I think I may have told it before, Tana and I Tana's my daughter, Liz, is a wrestling dog. We were struggling with spring fever, and we decided we were going to go ahead and go drop a line in the intercoastal waterway so we could catch a fish or two. We were both going to be outside. It was kind of pretty. And I got out underneath the carport. We had the like the little camp chairs, camp stools and stuff that we used for fishing. And we had those in the back of the vehicle, and we ended up fishing off a dock that we didn't need them. And we were fishing, and the bugs are biting us. So I send the daughter to the car to get the bug spray that's in there, and she comes back and she goes, hell no. And I go, why? She goes, just look and see. So walk with her over to the vehicle and open up the back of the thing. And keep in mind, I've had this vehicle at this point all of about 3 months. Apparently, in the chairs that were under the carport, had a spider egg. The spider egg had hatched in the back of the vehicle, and the cargo compartment, right over the bug spray, was covered with spider webs and baby spiders. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh, it was just it was stinking unreal. I tell you what, nothing puts a dent into the new car smell like a bunch of bug spray. I'm just saying. Oh man. Oh yeah. I went all Shrek. I grabbed a stick. I cotton candied up the doggone spider web and stuff like that. Got rid of it. And oh man, we just. Oh yeah. Oh good grief. Oh, we got back. Back to the house. Needless to say, I sprayed the bejesus out of the back of the vehicle. And I went beyond forward, went a good bit forward just in case.
Yeah, I'd have to burn the car. I don't think that I would have that car anymore.
She said, not just no, but hails no.
Insurance covers that, right? Infestation?
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Mm-mm.
Heck of a story.
Yeah, natural disaster.
Arachnophobia. Arachnophobia,
baby. An actual god, right?
Yeah. Things that will bug
you. Itsy bitty spider. Itsy bitty spider. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, filled up the cargo bay. Oh, man.
There's not a lot I'm afraid of. I can pick up a snake by his head. I don't care. I can pick up, you know, a rabid dog and, you know, calm him down. But when it comes to a spider, I will turn into the biggest bitch you've ever seen and run like my tail is tucked on my legs. I hate a damn spider. Oh, no. No, no. I'll face off with a serial killer before I'd mess with a spider.
Uh-oh. Tarantulas.
Mm-mm. No. No, sir. No, sir.
You know, Yuki is mostly that way. But we got a guy that does some of the animal rescues there in Jacksonville, and he got Yuki to put a rose-haired tarantula on her arm. I never thought I would see that day.
I was working down in Riceburg, Georgia, for about a month, and we were in the swampland, essentially, and it was right around April, May-ish, so it was like primo, like infestation time. And I was working in the art department doing props for this particular television show. And so I'm carrying a bunch of gear in my arms. You know, my hands are full, so I have like absolutely nothing to swat at anything, you know. And I'm climbing stairs, right, in the middle of these woods. So I finally get to where I can put the box of stuff that I'm carrying down. I look down, and I kid you not, there's a spider the size of my palm on the back of my leg, and I'm in shorts because it's like 89 degrees outside. Hot, muggy, moist, nasty. Ugh. Anyway, spider was on me. I freaked out. Mm-mm. Not for me. Not for me.
Wow.
And maybe one of everybody's all-time favorite spider things is when they see that wolf spider crawling across, you stop it, and all the babies go flying everywhere.
I did that one time. Scarred me for life. I was like, if you're a wolf, shouldn't you be a badass? You just crumbled apart.
All right, so how does this show get the spiders?
Yeah, enough of spiders, enough of spiders. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Well, we don't want you to not sleep because of the pop culture stars now, Liz.
Oh, I see. I see. You initiate me and then scare me half to death. Okay, that's cool.
No, we're not going to scare you. I'll tell you what. I've got an interesting story. And had to do with when I was a very broke assistant chef, and I got off to go do an invited talk in Japan. And so went over there, did my talk. It was just crazy. So it's like flipped 12 hours. I was terribly sick. But anyway, so I got through it, and it was real. Ultimately, it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of great people. So it was. So there I was in the Tokyo airport. And I went into the duty-free shop. I didn't even know what a duty-free shop was. Dumb Dr. John. So I went in there. There was this absolutely gorgeous Seiko watch.
Somebody got to move their mic away from the keyboard.
Yeah, somebody. Killing me.
Anyway.
I was no worse than the hurricane I heard earlier. Good Lord. What was that?
Well,
like a typhoon?
No, typhoon. I know a guy typhoon actually. So anyway, I'm in the
shop. Somebody must be typing away, man. I don't know who it is.
Might be one of the ghosts from Scary Cat. Anyway, so I'm there at the duty free shop,
It's Casper going crazy.
Yeah, and I'm looking around, and I see this Seiko watch, unlike anything I've ever seen. It was solar powered. This is about it's solar powered, and it was mother of pearl. And it said it was $580. And for some reason, my parents and my whole family, they love watches. And they just, it's just, you know, the better the watch, the better you are. So I saw that and I said, golly, I probably don't have $100 with me. It was $580. So I said, well.
You know who else?
Pardon?
You know who else like watches?
Who?
David Bowie. Time can't change me. I can't change me.
Time may change me, but I can't change time.
That's what I said,
Todd. Yep, yep.
You sober?
Yep.
You sober tonight?
I am. I thought I heard time can't. I still got the old man here.
Anyway.
It's the Mandela effect, guys. It's must be the Mandela effect. That's what it is.
It must be the Mandela effect. All right, so anyway, $580, and I knew I had $100.
I think I had one too many myself.
Well, I might have gone through a Mandela effect with this story. I said, God, my mother especially would love for me to have this watch. It's mother of pearl. It's beautiful, and I just don't have any money. It was all I could do to hawk everything I could to go over before I got reimbursed for this trip to go to Japan. So I put my hand in my pocket. It was very strange.
Uh-oh.
Seemed to be like more money than I thought I had. I knew I had about $100. I pulled it out. There was seven. No, really, really and truly, there was $700. In my pocket, and there was no way that it could have gotten there because I knew, you know, that morning I think I put $120 in my pocket, and that's all I had, and it was $700 in my pocket.
Wow, that's nice.
I was smart enough to know that I better buy that watch. I've got it in a safe deposit. I'll never get rid of it ever. But that was the most amazing. It was like in April, and it was the most amazing thing that ever happened to me. I had $120 in my pocket, and all of a sudden it was $700. I bought that watch. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever owned. I'm scared to wear it. It's silver, and it's got mother of pearl inlay. And I know, and I sat there saying, Mom and Dad, golly, I wish you could buy this because you guys always had great watches, and this is like the one thing that always sets you apart from all your friends. And there was $700 in my pocket. To this day,
that's crazy. Now, I tell you what, I would wear those pants all the time and always put money in that pocket.
Yep. Well, all I got to say is, I don't know.
That, you know, that helps.
Are.
That really helps. That helps a lot.
So anyway, that's my story. I've never told that, but it was truly wonderful. And
you had me worried when you were reaching for your pocket, John. I got to admit, I was a little worried.
Well,
but I'm glad that you had came out with a Christmas miracle. That's great.
Well, it was April Christmas miracle. And it's like, you know, I put my hand in my pocket. And I'm like, well, now what's this? There's something wrong here. Not right. I pull it out, and there's $700.
You
so
pull it out, okay.
Bought it for $580.
Look, if you can pull it out and not get arrested, you're doing good.
It sounds like a first April Fool's joke.
You know how it is when you're in a foreign country. You have to have a certain amount of money, cash or whatever, to be able to get out of there and pay for things in the airport. You know that
And pray the foreign exchange rate's good.
This $580 wallet, I know I have $120, and lo and behold, there is $700. And I was absolutely shocked. I didn't know what to say or do, but I knew it was a sign. I bought it. It's in the safe deposit box. I'm too scared to wear it. But I love it, and I will always from beyond the grave.
A couple of things. One, what's crazy is you still ended up with $120.
You see, that's the whole point. It's like, you know, it was $580. I had $700. And lo and behold, here I am. I can afford to pay for it. And I still have $120. Because, you know, you're there in Tokyo and, you know, you're trying to, like, buy dinner and all this stuff, get on the plane, buy a drink on the plane, get to San Francisco when your plane lands, and buy something at the airport. Oh, Lord. I mean, it was just like a mess. And I said, well, you know, I can't buy it. Then here's this money. Now I still have $120. So it was really a miracle. And I've got to thank my parents. I know they did it. Things have happened. And I'm just thankful that they saw fit to let me have a beautiful watch. I'm too scared to wear it. Don't even want to touch it. It's in the safe deposit box. So there's my Christmas miracle story that happened in April at the Tokyo. And it was kind of crazy.
Reach in your pocket like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Seriously, have you thought about checking what that particular model of a watch is worth today?
Say that again?
That watch, have you thought about, like, giving it appraised, see what it's worth today?
No, I haven't. I'm just
that $580 may be $1,000, $2,000. Who knows?
Well, who knows? Because it was a beautiful mother of pearl solar powered watch, and anyway, so I'm just glad to have it and glad to be able to share that story with my friends at
that's awesome.
Yep.
That's amazing.
It is.
That's freaking wild. $120. What a trip.
I had $120. And then after I bought it, I had $120. So there we go. A lot of fun. It's so cool to have it. And you know what's interesting? I just had some folks walk by me and hand me a business card. I don't know what it's about, but I'm sure it's interesting. So. Anyway, life is interesting. And you know what? A box of chocolates, we never know what is in those boxes of chocolates. I hope you see there.
Let's hope they're chocolates. Let's hope they're chocolates.
No, you know what, guys? I did take a walk with some folks from work today. We got a chocolatier out of Fort. One of the towns nearby, Fort Bend, and they got a store there in the Circle here in downtown Indianapolis, and it's one of the few places here in the States that is able to go in and you can find the real chocolate-covered coffee beans. But it was kind of cool. Oh, yeah, you eat like three of those, you feel your hair follicles growing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
I can't wait till like New Year's to be able to turn UC and count on to that place.
Oh man. I can imagine.
You know I'm going to pay for that, turning Yuki and Kana loose in a chocolate place. Oh, man.
Oh, Willy Wonka, run.
Oh, that one is going to cost me.
Yep. Very interesting. All right. What I want to do is I want to surprise everybody because I sent out a list of questions I want us to answer and talk about with everybody. But here's what I'd like for us to do. we're coming on to 2019, and I'd like for all of us to talk about what we would like to happen with us, with pop culture stars, and with the world in 2019, because I think we'll call this Christmas show a little bit of a pre-New Year's Eve show, because we got a lot to talk about on New Year's Eve, too. We're actually on December the 26th, which will be our next show. So I'm going to hit up Todd. What do you want to happen with you, with us, and with the world in 2019?
All right. We'll go with with the world, I would like everybody, frankly, let me nail the whole world thing down. I would like everybody on the planet to have a fully functional and effective intelligence quotient of 80 or above. That's just like Ron White said, you can't fix stupid, so I would like to get rid of that. But in all seriousness, I would like to find a way, because Dr. John and I have talked about this before, to kind of expand the pop culture stars brand and see if we can't pull something off. It might not be 2019, but I'd like to at least see the groundwork put in place to expand our brand outside of the normal stomping grounds and maybe make some inroads here in the Midwest. I would, that's kind of like my dream, is to pull something off where, you know, we can make that happen. I would just love to just start a small show or two here and start subverting the hell out of the local population.
Well, that's something we can do. Now, if I come up here, if I get in the car and drive up there or fly up there, Papa Strove, if we schedule it in advance enough, can you come with me?
I can certainly try.
I'll tell you what, I'd hate to try to do an event without Papa Stroh. Now I would. It's just it's one of those things we have to have him up there, and I think that's a great idea, Todd, and that's something we can look at and look at doing sooner than later. As in 2019, I'm sure we can do that. So if that's what we want to do, we will.
I just want to find a way to expand the brand, and I think we could just do a number. I mean, we got I think we could do it. There's just, I mean, we got too many people we know with too much talent that we couldn't at least find a way to, I mean, they are part of our brand, whether you're talking Greg Bo and Dave and Papa Stroh and Liz, I don't know, how much stuff that you supported that you do you have right to? I mean, if you got stuff that you got right to, oh, man, that's just more stuff to market. And of course, we've got a ton of friends to the show from Chrissy Lessie on down the line. Another author I have in mind, William Fripp, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, William Fripp, he's great. He's got lots of great stuff. And, in fact, I'm not going to say who it is, but I met actually two very famous authors who live in Charlotte. They make a full-time living at this. They're quite famous, and they come to one of my events, and I had no idea that they were this famous. And the guy just was kind enough to send me a message on LinkedIn, and I started looking at their stuff, and I said, oh, my God, this is a couple who's been on the New York Times bestseller list. But I had no idea. They're from Raleigh, North Carolina. They came to a show. They're wonderful people. So, I mean, we've got some great people. I mean, from Papa Stroh on down in terms of stars. We got some great stars. And so we'll see what we can do, Todd. That's a good idea, and we appreciate that.
I mean, my thought is, yeah, because if we can start marketing our brand, and these friends of the show, that kind of stuff, they are our brand. Josh Myers, other guys, they're just, and I know there's like a gazillion people I haven't mentioned. Doggone it, that artist that we met, that I met, that was at the show there in Wilmington this last spring. Good grief, the guy that donated the old school picks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name, but, yeah, I can find it.
Whew. I mean, we're talking – I mean, there's a ton of talent out there. And if we get these people marketed in a new market, you know, just expand their brand, our brand, it's a win-win-win.
Absolutely it is. And what I can tell you is that our buddy Matthew Delf, who's the Bigfoot Explorer, his daughter has been accepted and is going to the University of Indiana in Bloomington. So we can she'll be a good contact up there, and we can see what we can do.
Oh,
you know, move
to
the Midwest would be great. Oh, yeah, she's a fine young lady, very smart. I think she's going to do really well up there. So we'll have us a contact there in Bloomington, and we can just go from there. So that's a wonderful idea for 2019.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine Ron Rossman's web series getting out here?
Can you imagine Papa Stro, the star of that, who plays the Keith? Papa Stro, are you there with us?
Oh, I'm here.
I'm being ambitious, guys, and Liz. I'm going to say, guys, it's a neutral phrasing when I use it.
Yeah, I'm not offended. Right. Believe me, I'm not. You can't offend me.
I was going to say, kind of, very much like in the Goonies. Hey, you guys.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Todd, and we'll put that in
the,
in the little machine, and we'll see what we can do. But Papa Stro, I tell you what, I think they would love you in Bloomington, Indiana, as the chief. I think they and let me ask you this, Papa Stro, you've wrestled everywhere in the country that we can figure out. Have you ever wrestled in the heart of Indiana? Have you ever wrestled in Bloomington? I bet you have.
Yeah, oh, I've been all over in Indianapolis, Evansville, you name it. Oh, gosh. And a lot of good times in Indiana.
Yep.
Oh, God.
But now, not
only that, we're a stone's throw away from your friend, Chas Moriarty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not too far from him. And, like, it's not far from Kentucky either, which I used to stay in Kentucky. They're in Louisville and other parts. So, yeah, good times.
Louisville, yeah. Just saying that's. I'm thinking we got to find a way to expand the brand. All right, guys. I'm sorry. I'll shut the hell up.
No. That's okay. when all of a sudden we started talking about Kentucky, and one of my two favorite Papa Stro comments was he said, because I said, "Have you ever been to Hazard, Papa Stro? Have you ever been to Hazard, Kentucky?"
Oh, Hazard? Oh, my God. It's funny to say that. Jim Cornette recently messaged me on his podcast, and he was telling the story how myself and my dad saved him from a groupie that was chasing him that night that flattened all four of his tires. And he was trying to get away from her. And she looked like, we were talking about Casper earlier. I mean, she looked like the Undertaker's sister. Oh, man. And Cornette was petrified. And I asked Jimmy that night, I was like, how in the heck did she know which car was yours, right? And he pointed to his license plate. It said Louisville Slugger on it. I'm like, come on, man. So I ended up giving him a ride out of town. And he's, you know, Jimmy's never asked me for a ride at all up to that point. But he was terrified of her. And then I got a glimpse of her. She was like a couple cars down from me. Through the windshield, I'm like, oh, my God, we better leave, you know. But she did. She flattened all four of his tires just so he would stay in town. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, she's never heard
AAA. That was right in the heart of Hazard, quote-unquote, Kentucky. Where if you've been to Hazard, it's like mountains and sticks and the armpit of America. I'm just kidding.
No, now that's Trenton, New Jersey. Come on. But I think the best thing you ever said.
Oh, no, Trenton, New Jersey? No. No, you can't compare that to Hazard. You really can't. Because at night, my God, it's so scary driving. It's like a bunch of horror films rolled up in one when you're driving out of Hazard. And they're Harlan and all that. Because, I mean, you can't see, you're hearing, like, you're literally hearing, like, drafts of air. Because you don't know how high up in the elevation you are driving, winding down those mountains at night. And there's no lights. All you see is sticks and trees. And, oh, man. You just probe and pray you get out.
Well, I'm gonna quote what you told me, and I think you'll agree. You said, you know, we went to Hazard, and during the day, it just didn't seem like there were that many people there. But my God, once we got to the National Guard Army and it was full, there had to be people living in tree houses to be there to have that many people. Do you remember you said that, Bob Strode?
Oh yeah, it was like real life Wrong Turn.
Oh boy.
Because you get there and people come in droves. It's like, where are these people coming from? Underground or in tree houses or what? I mean, was this the craziest thing?
Well, you know, Kentucky's got the Mammoth Cave, so when you say from underground, you may not be far from the truth. That's one of the great natural wonders in this country.
Yeah, live in the cave like Bigfoot, man.
Oh gosh, don't even go there, because later tonight, be careful, later tonight, ScaryCast, we have Jenna Grover, one of the She Squatchers, who's going to talk about being a psychic and talk about being a She Squatch. And Papa Strode, you'll be there with us 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about Bigfoot and everything. So, yeah, but we love Bigfoot. There's a lot of Bigfoot in Tennessee. There's a lot of Bigfoot in Kentucky. So what more can we say? So, yep, it sounds like your experiences in Kentucky and all that have been amazing. And
they sure have. I don't think I've never shaved a Bigfoot yet, but, hey, you never know down the road.
Never.
Wow.
Never say never.
You're going to need more wax, just saying.
Lots of wax. Lots of wax.
it might be cheaper to buy a box of 64 Crayolas and some duct tape.
It would put Nair out of business.
we'll have to
wear shorts.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy. All right, Liz Brackett, what do you want to see in 2019? We were collecting all these things, and what do you want to see in 2019?
So, I think you and I had a conversation about this the other night, but for us, for Pop Culture Stars, one of the things I would really like to see us do is collaborate together and become, you know, a lucrative radio show where we all do this as our career, hang out, spend time with each other, make jokes all the time, and get paid to do it. That's what I'd like to see for us, try to push that direction, because I think that you guys are a great group of people, and I don't know, if you could spend your days having fun like we do, and you can make money while you're doing it, I see there's no reason why we shouldn't do it. So that's what I want for us.
Well, we're going to work on it. We're going to have some help with Devin Tate from ScaryCast. And by the way, at this moment, who has joined us is our favorite author, David Atwell. How are you doing?
It was the night before Christmas when all in the hood, not a homie was shooting in, because it was all good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well,
we're not talking about spiders anymore.
To follow your theme.
Longfellow never said that any better, David. Longfellow couldn't say any better.
Stop, Dave.
How's everybody doing?
Just to follow the hood thing.
Stop. Yeah, what's up, Mark? I'll have you know I've been walking around in my panties for the last 2 weeks waiting for Krampus to spank me, but he has yet to show up. A little disappointed.
I'm still trying to get rid of my Krampus. My leg and it's bothering me.
There is no doubt that Dell's going to her underwear drawer and saying, look, I know I just did laundry. I should have more clean drawers than this.
Yeah, until I get hold of
Krampus strikes again.
She goes to goes to put them on, and she's like, "Why are these all stretched out?" You know, it's kind of like when you're a kid, you used to take your T-shirt, put your knees up in your T-shirt, and your shirt would be all stretched to hell, and your mom's like, "God, I know this shirt fits you better last week." Oh man.
Well, the advantage is it can be like, "Hey, honey, you're losing weight."
Yeah. Well, what's funny now is that I still do it now to make the shirts fit me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I still do it now,
well,
too.
Look,
man.
Dave, don't do what I do. Last time my wife said she dropped 10 pounds, I said, "What, from your gut to your ass?" Yeah, that's how the fight began.
Oh, man.
And you're still there. Hmm. That's amazing.
Goodness.
How'd that work out for me, you ask? Not real good.
We better be careful, sir.
As Negan would say, not cool. Not cool.
Yeah, not cool.
Yeah, well, we pretty much went Negan on me and shut that shit down.
That's it. Shut it down.
Minus Lucille.
Yeah. I miss that guy.
Well, Dave, I'll tell you what, we're glad to have you here on our Christmas edition of Pop Culture Stars. I still want to go back to the old Comic-Con, but we're Pop Culture Stars and
Mandela Effect
Mandela Effect, you're exactly right. But we're headed for our next show on Wednesday, December the 26th. And I'll go ahead and ask you. We've announced it, but I think it's important that everybody knows. Dave Atwell, we've got a new nominee as a Comic-Con star, or as a pop culture star. Her name is Liz Brackett. And I can tell you that Papa Stro agrees, Todd agrees, I agree. I think that Liz Brackett would be
They're coming
good.
For us.
You think she'd be a good pop culture star?
Hey, I'm gonna have to think it over and call you back. Yeah, I'm good with it. Go ahead.
Okay, good. All right.
Oh man.
You had a majority. Now it is unanimous. So we're so glad to have you as a pop culture star. We've got a lot of great things that we're looking forward to in 2019. And I tell you what, you talk about a great bunch of friends. These are my friends. These are our friends. And everybody listening in, the Pop Culture Stars, it's a one-of-a-kind group. And we've got great things happening coming on next year. So I wanted to say, because as we're moving through our hour, and because we've got to get used to an hour because we're going to be on SoundCloud, we've got to get to an hour. It's going to be wonderful. So here's what I want to do. As Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling, taught me, and it's taught us all, it's time to do our plug. So we're going to go in the following order: Todd, Liz, Dave, Papa Stro, and me. So, Todd, what do you have to plug for tonight?
I'm going to plug the Chocolate Cafe on the Monument Circle in Indianapolis, Indiana. That might be the one thing that saves my life when the wife and the daughter come up to visit, because it doesn't matter what the cycle is, chocolate cures everything.
Absolutely.
You know, it's my truth. Really, my. All right. Next.
All right, I'm going to shamelessly plug my wife really, really quick for a second. So, and don't take that out of context, but she makes vegan soaps and vegan candles. And with Christmas coming up, you know, now's a really good time to get an order in. So if you guys are looking for a holistic, all-natural option to soaps and candles, type in AloraSoapsAndStuff.com, AloraSoapsAndStuff.com. Check it out. We have all-natural stuff. Everything we have is sustainable. It's recyclable, it's friendly to the environment, and it's friendly to your body. No parabens, no dyes, no sulfates. So please come check us out.
And it's vegan.
Oh, okay.
These candles are vegan?
Yes.
That's awesome.
We use soy wax.
Message me later. I've got there are these Japanese washcloths that hold soap awesome, and they exfoliate at the same time. And I will tell you, with my this is a real kind of adult gift. This is a real deal thing.
You want sensation?
You got to do the markup and stuff like that. I will tell you this. That you will invite your significant other into the shower just to scrub your back. And I mean just to scrub your back and scrub the other back. So it's like that good. But no, seriously, let's talk to me, because this could be the people I know that do the soap stuff, I always reference this. And a couple are using it, and it's working.
That's pretty wild.
I can't say 100% on some of these things, because obviously we don't have the government digging through all of our product, and we can't actually say like aromatherapy, because we don't have, you know, the government's not digging through it to make sure that everything is, you know, the whole regulations and FDA and all that stuff. But I will say that we use all natural patchouli essential oils and lavender essential oils. So the natural effects are there, but I just can't go out and say, well, we help with eczema or we help with psoriasis. We can't say that because we haven't had it tested federally. But off the record, I will say that it has improved family members with such conditions.
Wow.
And I will say, seriously, Liz, that I'm taking a picture. Okay, good to go. Liz, this might work for you.
But Liz, you can't help with psoriasis. Come on.
Well, what you do is you get a little shea butter. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay.
Shea butter.
That's an absolutely marvelous plug. Dave Atwell, what have you got to plug?
Oh, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Be safe. Take time to breathe. I will have the grandchildren down here, all four of them, along with my entire family. So looking forward to having them. And, you know, just wishing everybody to be safe and everything, and just kind of take a moment to digest what you got around you. You got a lot of goodness, so take it in. Now, I will quickly leave us with a good Christmas joke, if you don't mind. Guy walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder. And the guy says, that's a nice looking parrot. And he says, yeah, this is my pet parrot, Chet. He sings Christmas carols. He says, really? He says, yeah. Give me a beer and I'll have him sing some. Bartender gives him a beer and he takes Chet, sets him on the bar. Chet goes, Frosty the Snowman. He says, that's pretty cool. So the guy drinks the beer down. A couple minutes later, bartender puts another beer up there. He says, get to sing something else. He says, all right, Chet, do something else. Chet goes, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So a couple minutes later, the guy says, hey, look, he's got a real special song he'll sing, but it's going to take a shot of whiskey. The bartender says, okay, well, I can do that. He gives the guy a shot of whiskey, and he takes Chet the parrot, turns him around backwards, bends him over, takes a cigarette lighter and lights it up under Chet's tail feathers, and Chet stands up straight and goes, that's nuts roasting on an open fire. God, it's a tough one. Yeah, tough one.
Right.
That one went by.
Wow.
That's one you can tell kids.
That's right. Papa Stroh, what kind of plug do you have for us tonight?
Well, this Sunday, I am going to be at the Charlotte Comic-Con Embassy Suites in Concord, North Carolina. I'll be with some of the cast of the Fellow Dusk series crew, in which the debut of the trailer for Season 3, which will be upcoming for this coming year, will be premiering at the Charlotte Comic-Con, and then I believe later on that night, this Sunday night, on social media. So, be on the lookout for the Season 3 trailer of the upcoming Dust series this Sunday. And to wish everyone Merry Christmas and be safe traveling if you have to travel, and be good to each other, and just blessed to be here with you all. It's always a pleasure.
That sounds good. And so until the British lady closes this out, let's all sing. And yeah, everybody, please join in. Let's sing the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting by the Open Fire. I'll start it. Please join me until they cut us off. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
What?
They're nipping at your liver.
Nipping a nose.
Nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by the
choir. Choir.
Folks dressed up like
dressed up like hoes.
Hoes.
Everybody
hoes.
Some
imperial stuff
with
a raspberry drink.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear
that. That's about all I know of that song.
Work.
John knows all of it, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
He talks with
Sinatra.
Eyes all aglow.
Aglow.
There you go.
Mm. Oh, gosh. You know what? You guys are too much fun. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. We love you.
Why
didn't
we sing Jingle Balls?
Jingle Balls.
December Wednesday.
Krampus
Bells.
Merry Christmas, group. Big hugs.
Oh, gosh. What a
yeah,
crazy
Merry
bud.
Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carol.
We love all of you, and I guess the British lady is going to kick us off. So thanks so much. All love. Take care.
And here's the Krampus turning into Spankmas.
We should write a Krampus carol,
guys. He's going to spank us.